Welcome back to the 100th Monkey Radio Show, to the membership section, and thank you so much. You guys are wonderful and amazing. We highly, really appreciate it. So, Scott, you're going to bring us into another hue to put us in the mood so we can get deeper and deeper.
Yep. We can explore purposely hidden truth this way safely. We'll do three, pausing for a few moments between each one to set the energy and open that door safely. Everybody relaxed. Take a couple breaths. Let go of all concerns about anything. And ask to be shown purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic scale. You. Definitely changes things, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Oh, it alters the perceptions. Elevates the fineness of vibration. It's really opening a door. It becomes much more conscious what that door is and how it works.
Right.
It works the same for me or for anyone else.
So, Ramon, you want to lead us off in this hour?
Yeah. I want to... with the series, have you had the pleasure of having a face-to-face contact, or it's been all telepathic?
No, I couldn't have written about what I reveal in the book. And I realized there was one place in the center of the front webpage where I could just inadvertently listed it as a novel. I've taken that off the website. It's a book. If people can imagine how difficult it is to get a traditional publisher to publish a book like this, it may even been promoted in the press release as a novel, but it really isn't its intent. Everything in the book that I reveal in the Savory's Agenda is based upon my direct experiences in exploring what I reveal throughout this lifetime. So direct contact with beings out there and having... experience of understanding what it is they're up to and what this is being done and in what way is part of what is revealed in the book that is true. I mean, yes, I've had direct contact with them.
Mm-hmm. There's also like there's those legends, especially in Europe, of there's one story in particular where these two teenage kids were found. And I think it was either England, I'm not sure where, in Europe. And they were from a green race. They were like a green color. I don't know if you're familiar with that legend, Tom.
Oh, yeah, vaguely, yeah.
And they, from underground. Is there other races living, Earth human races living here that we're not aware of? Or other cultures?
Well, there's a number of many parallel dimensions that space-faring races and their technology have the ability to cross. There are many worlds inhabited like Earth and other worlds. There are 144 that I know of between here and what people call the astral plane. So life is much more vast and much more deep and multidimensional than people understand on Earth. They should understand it, but the ability to comprehend such things has been kind of closed down. Unfortunately, but that's coming. That's being reversed. So these other races in different skin tones and color and texture and eyes and eyebrows and ears and height and general shape, Many of them have a humanoid stock going back billions of years. None of the other races like that you could actually mate with. I mean that are human and humanoid, because they have a similar genetic background. Like I said before, in the first hour, human beings did not evolve on this planet, ever, period, nowhere. They were brought here. How could they evolve on a planet with polar shifts that flip it over every 100 years and destroy the surface?
Right, right.
You know, you have to think about that.
Go ahead. Finish your talk.
Yeah, there's different races, blue, like Krishna, and that whole idea where that comes from, the Nordics with the Norse gods being very tall humans.
Right.
Some of them that got on ego trips and, you know, little factions got on power and wanted to be worshipped, that kind of thing. All true, all happened throughout millions of years. I mean, people have been being brought here and people have been living here in different cultural settings and different scenarios for more than 50 million years since the dinosaurs went extinct. And dinosaurs didn't evolve here either. They were brought here as an experiment, and when they got so big and ponderous they would have eaten themselves to death, they were done away with, to make way for higher forms. There's so much people. The hidden history of Earth and our solar system is completely in the dark, unknown on this planet.
Right.
No, you know, people don't understand what happened to Maldek, which is an asteroid field circling the orbit of a planet. Rough distance between Mars and Jupiter is nearly twice the distance between any other planet. What happened?
That's funny. I was just thinking about the planet.
And, you know, if people live here, they should have a right to know their own history, for crying out loud.
Right.
And normal human beings under the world certainly do, and the beings from other races have recorded everything. They have records of everything that's ever gone on here. Scientific study has been done around this planet for millions and millions and millions of years. So most people wonder, how could this place have been kept so imprisoned? You know, to answer your first question, there are many races with different skin tones like that, pointed ears like Spock, or, you know, elven-like. The Say race are tall, and they have slightly pointed ears. And if one stood in your presence right now, you would be so uplifted you probably couldn't even function, because the vibrations they channel are so changing to beings around them, in a good way.
Right.
But, so they're not going to make their presence known here, even though they're involved, until after our world has gone through an unexpected uplifting transformation worldwide, and this galactic alliance has made its presence known all over the planet, tens of thousands of ships.
The unexpected upliftment. Now, that's something the idea behind our show, you know, the 100th monkey effect on how the collective consciousness reaches a critical mass on some idea or some belief or some knowing, and then it cascades through the whole species. Something along that line that you
absolutely. Here's the thing with this tool, this ray, through the hue, and the beings that are in complete conscious co-creative harmony with it. Countless technologies. I mean, you can't even imagine. The logistical operation to transform this planet is so staggering, you couldn't even imagine it. But it's okay for them to do it, because they've been working like this for ages. So if, you know, 450 million plus worlds and hundreds of billions of beings don't want this planet destroyed because it would negatively affect them, because everything's connected in the universe, and would harm life in parallel dimensions if this place blew up, because of what this planet is, where it is around the sun, and all the different geometrically located portals that go to vast areas of outer space and other realities are on this planet. And a race getting a hold of it, a totalitarian race, would love that. Those things are very well guarded. So, you know, where will we go with that? You had a question, I think. Oh, the 100th monkey. Okay.
Right, right.
All right. It's like this. Let's say one of these pyramids I was talking about, massive one, was stationed on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, and another one on the Atlantic, and one hidden in a mountain in Himalayas right now as we're speaking. And they're on, sending out a current through the core and up through the crust. And there's others stationed between star systems and between planets and one in the asteroid belt in our solar system right now. When those rays reach each other, they create a grid pattern. And what happens when anything negative passes through it or anything approaches it? It just transforms it. It gets rid of the negative nature in their subconscious. A normal being should not have a subconscious mind at all. The technology that was originally developed on a benevolent world system, which was conquered, was designed to keep beings from having a subconscious mind. The totalitarians forced people to develop it to implant terrorizing things and create a subconscious mind so people could be controlled, dominated.
Oh, that's one of those veils that's in place then, full access to our, you know, full access to our knowing.
Yeah, and people say, well, God did that. You're supposed to get born dumb as a rock lifetime after lifetime and not know where you are or where you came from. There's a question. Yeah, that I don't know if I sent you a list of the questions I had sent into the Coast Show, but I would like to say this question and then answer it for you guys because it might help out. Can I do that?
Go ahead.
Why have these shutdown genes, genetically passed on generation after generation, not been turned back on to this day by benevolent extraterrestrials or spiritual masters or anybody else who have the technology or the know-how to easily accomplish this? It's a powerful question.
Good question, yeah.
Okay, here's an answer. They are as anxious for us to be set free from the suppression of our true advanced human characteristics that were developed in human beings several billion years ago and then purposely taken from us or shut down. We're talking about on Earth now, during numerous events in galactic history and in Earth's ancient unknown past. However, the logistical operation that can liberate planet Earth and its people is of such a staggering scope that no human being on Earth today could comprehend it. The timing must be flawless to eliminate death and destruction through the process. This process is now underway, and it cannot be reversed.
There's a chunk to ponder right there.
Yep. And, you know, it doesn't, I can say this or read it, but what's more important, the only thing that's important to me is that you guys and other people work with the Hue, because one thing is certain, if you really do, you will come to know this in your own way, through your own experience, for yourself. It doesn't have to come from me or any outside source. Discover this in the sanctity of your own being. Because that's what makes all the change permanent.
Yeah. You know, there's a large amount of off-worlders who are actively working with people here on this planet trying to help to affect this change.
Right.
And
there are.
Yeah. And it's just there's... So one thing that I've noticed, especially in the last couple of years, that the skepticism and the ridicule factor has really started to change. It's becoming much more widely accepted as something that is a reality as far as people being able to communicate with beings that are, you know, millions of or billions of miles away or.
Yep.
You know, from or in a different parallel dimension or universe.
Exactly. That's right. And that's a normal function for a normal human being from another world.
Yeah.
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 It really is.
So I wonder what's this really look like when after this change happens? I mean, trying to wrap this, what do we say, 4 to 7% brain around?
Well, you know, whatever can be shut down through the misuse of technology, however advanced it might be, can also easily be turned back on.
Right.
And you got to remember that because, say, for instance, why do most people on Earth today not know who they were before this lifetime, how they got here, why they're here, and what is keeping them from remembering? Big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I can share with people is this occurs because long ago certain limiting genomes were shut down in the DNA of humans that are genetically passed on generation after generation, and the subconscious implantation today is reinforced through the satellite system surrounding the planet. This involves the misuse of extraterrestrial technology that was brought to Earth and controlled by a diabolical off-world race. A frequency below the conscious awareness of human beings' normal range of perception regarding sight, sound, and feeling is constantly employed to reinforce the negative effect of the implants. And whenever a courageous person tries to penetrate past a terrorizing barrier, because they're terrorizing images that are put in there artificial, they sense in within themselves, they actually experience it play across their nervous system, right? But they don't see or hear it. They just feel it.
Right.
And then they move away from penetrating to the core of what their being is that's hidden behind that. That's how you trap and control races of people. It's not in the brain. They don't have to stick a little metal chip, although that was done, we won't get into who did that, in people's skin or in the back of their neck or something like that. They can actually just use a carrier wave and a low frequency and send these things into your electromagnetic field around your body.
Hmm.
Or the device they wear on the side of their belt buckle. It's that easy.
Right. Does this will the protection that is given by hewing protect against that sort of thing also?
It not only does that; it helps to unravel it.
Mm.
And to be honest with you, there's nothing anybody else can do about it. And they try. What happens? They run into this ray in the hue, and what happens is it reflects back their intent upon them. But it doesn't destroy the bad guys. Here's the clever part about it. It removes the implants in them that are making them be that way, neutralizes their weapons, and now they're part of the solution. So bring it on. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It means that what this is about is not an enemy to anyone, but a way for them to get liberated from being the kind of terrorizing beings they've become. And they can't control what they're doing.
Right.
Or they wouldn't do it.
Right.
That's important to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that there's so many things on this planet that have just boggled my mind as far as rational thinking people on you know, things like the chemtrail programs and you know, all the crap that these people are willing participants in, but it just boggles me that they don't think about their own children and their own families
Why
and their own
they?
Futures. And
why would they?
Yeah,
they're all in a chain of command on a need-to-know basis. 38 levels of classification, and only the few at the top know what's really going on. Everybody else is following patriotic orders, they think.
Right.
And they're not in control of what they're doing anyway. They know it's wrong intuitively, but they can't help themselves. I'm talking about the whole chain of all of them.
Yeah, well, and I when I said that, I'm kind of focusing in on the ones that are at the top of that pyramid.
Exactly.
And
that's about 50 men.
Yeah. I know it's a very small group, but it always boggled me that even that small group, would do something like this on a planet that they live on.
They don't. That's the point. They don't know what they're doing anymore.
Yeah.
Can't blame them. How can you?
Yeah.
They're being compelled out of supplanted terrorizing images to be motivated to do what they're doing by another force, by another race. And here's how that really came about after World War II. The president at the time, we started with the National Security Act, and that began about 3 weeks after the Roswell crash, including the formation of the CIA. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because they first announced they had recovered an alien craft, and they had to cover it up. Because the higher-ups said, wait a minute, we can't tell people there's power out there that could come to Earth and take over if it wanted to, if it was diabolical. After World War II, we want to have baby boomers who want them to rebuild the planet and feel safe by our militaries. And so, with best intentions, they covered it up. 35 countries had classified it worldwide. That's right. And then they had to classify a secret space program, the one that worked with Russia. Isn't it odd that they went to the moon, struggled in a Cold War, to land people on the moon, both nations, and then just unilaterally decided to never go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody buy that one? Well, yeah, people did. They're too busy paying taxes and being kept dumbed down to think for a minute.
Shadowboxing.
Yeah. It's like that. And so, you know, this, if you think about this, when you start lying to people, when you have a classified thing and you say it's okay to lie to people because we're human beings and somehow they've been artificially fanned their egos to think they're elite over the rest of us. That's the first way you trap. You don't trap a mass of people you want a workforce. You trap the hidden power structure on Earth. You get in bed with them and trap them, and then you get them to trap everybody else. Logistically, it works beautifully. You don't come down and bomb a planet like Independence Day. You don't want to waste all the 7 billion people and all the industry in place. Are you nuts? You can get them to give you all your elements you want. Just get control of them. Think about it. That's the way real tyrants work. It isn't like what people think. And so the president that took over after Truman was a good man. And he watched the power of the presidency being stripped away from him in his last year. His parting speech you can still see on YouTube today. He says, beware the growing power of the military-industrial complex. He coined the phrase.
Right.
Lest your constitutional rights be deprived you. It was the most he could do. He did not perish as he didn't leave this life as a happy camper. Because he knew that whole facade in D.C., and not just here, but in other countries as well. If you classify something and then you can operate outside the law, not even the Supreme Court can tread into, there is no balance of power anymore. There can't be.
Right.
They're at odds with each other. So now you have a whole system that is, whoever's behind it can simply do whatever they want. And no one can prosecute them. Now, that's the kind of thing an alien group wants to get in place, so then they can sneak in through that lie and start to do what they're doing. This guy was met at an Air Force base by benevolent ETs first, and they were offered to solve the problems of this planet, but they do have one law, one I certainly agree with. You'd have to give up all nuclear and radioactive materials worldwide, or we can't give you this,
right?
Because you would destroy yourselves with it. And it's outlawed outside of Earth. They don't have radioactive isotopes on spaceships like Star Trek. Hmm. Are you nuts? They don't create things purposely that will radiate. If they get out of a lead-lined container in a restaurant, people in a square block are dead in 3 days. Are you crazy? It costs 10 times more to run a nuclear power plant, to boil water, to create steam, to drive a turbine. Natural gas is 10 times cheaper. So what's been keeping it in place if it costs 10 times more? Think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And back then they said, okay, you guys got to get rid of this and we'll help you. We'll end disease. You guys will live 1,000 years. We'll straighten this out. So we had that opportunity back then to have this place straightened. Now, we would have been spacefaring members of a great organization right now. But you think about it. This is a guy that came out of World War II beating Hitler, Japan, going at odds with Stalin and all this kind of thing. And they just got their nuclear bomb and just used it on people.
Yeah, and suspicion, right? Embedded deeply in his psyche.
Yeah. Okay, so here he sees suspicion. Yeah, of course he is, because how does he know these humans he met are? They felt good. He knew they felt good. He liked the way they vibrated, but how can you trust them? You just met them. You can't make a treaty like that. So he politely declined in the generals. And so they said, well, look, we're not going to force our way on you. We don't do that. We'll come back in the near future. Hopefully you'll be in a better frame of consciousness to deal with this. But we can't give you technology like that in the present state. We weren't even supposed to contact you under treaty, they told them. But we forced them, and the racists forced our hand by breaking a treaty. It was made contact with your populace and certain officials. So a couple of months later, what people don't know is that he met with another group, a very haughty totalitarian group, bipedal non-human group, who said, look, we'll give you the technology you want. We don't care if you give up your nuclear weapons. And he didn't like the feeling coming off of them at all. And they turned him down. He says, look, if you don't sign a treaty with us for this, we'll go to the Soviet Union, and they'll become the preeminent power on Earth. So he was kind of blackmailed into doing this. But what he didn't know is over in the Soviet Union, they had represented already. They were doing the same thing to them at the same time.
Saying the same thing.
The other.
Yeah.
So that's how this came about, where all this technology, you've got fiber optics technology, microscopic molecular-sized chip technology, you know, space travel technology, anti-gravity technology, and things like that. It's just all kept in a few hands down here to save their own asses if the poles flip again, because they know about that. That's
right.
Classified, too. So, in other words, if they want to escape this in underground cities, they started to build to survive nuclear bombs and then expanded with extraterrestrial help across the country and around the world. How do you, you know, they're going to just save themselves and their own pick of people. Everybody else is expendable. That is not a normal human being's way of thinking.
Hmm.
Their thinking has been altered.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we have to get this help, massive help from friends from out of town, very far out of town, in order to right the situation we're in now, because the massive people on this planet are not awake enough to change the direction it's going at all.
Right, right.
They need to get back a little more of who they are, right?
And even though our numbers are growing,
they're
definitely growing, and, you know, relatively fast.
Yep.
But I still see it just a drop in the bucket as far as, you know, we got.
But think about this,
7 billion, you know.
There are several hundred billion advanced beings who are not part of this trap, with great technology, that are involved, or we would be fried. The planet would go up in smoke. And if it was destroyed, these guys, these totalitarian guys, would just leave and go try to conquest somewhere else. They wouldn't care if the whole place went up in smoke and everybody died.
All right, is there active warring, for lack of a better term, going on between the...
No. No, there isn't. Yeah. The last war, big galactic war, ended 500,000 years ago. Since then, it's been a cold war. Just short of war.
Is that the same war that I hear about, where the Lyran planet was destroyed?
The Orion War?
Yep. Yes, it was. Yeah. And the Draconians were involved in that, what people call Draconians. They don't call themselves that, but that's okay. In the book, what's revealed there, basically, when you go through the story, it really has to do with looking down the time track now from what has changed the near-future destructive prophesied direction of our planet into an unexpected uplifting transformation.
Hmm.
And how that's going to be, you asked earlier about what would the world be like. Can you imagine a whole planet full of people who have photographic memories?
Wow.
Telepath used 100% of their brain virtually within a day.
Oh,
all
man.
Over the planet. The guys holding guns on people, child molesters, murderers, people in prisons, they would just suddenly drop everything and go, what the heck was I about to do?
Exactly.
Because it's something in their subconscious driving them to behave like this. It's not a damaged brain or something like this. It's much more sinister than that. And then you'd have all these representatives, fellow human beings and other, you know, benevolent races showing up, and the fear element in people would be gone. Neutralized. So they would greet these people from day one in an open arm way, joyously. And then they could straighten out the ecology of the planet. They have the ability to neutralize any radioactive materials. That's just the other side of the science of artificially imbalancing isotopes to create them in the first place.
Right.
And that's not a big deal. You know, how to get rid of diseases, destroy any microbial life that feeds on higher life forms. It's not a problem. Turning on certain genomes on the DNA that were shut down and passed on generation after generation, because the planet was used as a political prison planet at times in the past, in different parts of it. And what was left were human beings that were shut down, just turned to savagery, had to evolve all over again. A few thousand that survived one of these polar shifts.
Right.
And you still have an off-world treaty relative to this Earth after that happens, which kept the Galactic Alliance people and other spiritual beings from really helping to change this place. But that treaty's been broken so many times now, it's not worth the paper it's written on.
Yeah.
So, but that isn't the problem either. It's how to solve it in a way that's benevolent for the good guys and the bad guys in behind hidden government. The wealthiest people, it doesn't matter because they're doing what they're doing. They cannot control it. You guys have to understand they are not in control of themselves. If they were, they wouldn't behave like they are. They just wouldn't.
You know, if you think about it, a lot of the doctrines that are out there and what people are talking about now really does say the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to read down, a couple layers in what's being said or into the metaphor, but it is there. And yeah, I got to thank you a lot for that picture, Scott, because, I haven't looked at what a really awake society looks like for a long time. I mean, I've looked at it before, but not like this. I got to thank you so much for that.
No problem. There's more. It's in the book. It really lays out what the whole planet, how it will be transformed by technicians and master engineers from other worlds. Cities will be neutralized on a molecular level and transformed in the natural ecology that was there before they were built. That's still in planetary memory. It's a being too.
Right.
And
right.
this is not hard for these guys. I'm trying to tell you, this is old school. Living 1,000 years is just turning on certain genomes that people don't understand here. They've mapped out the DNA here, double helix, and there's a billion of them on there, and they don't know what each switch. They're just switches. Each one of them is a switch. And if you have the frequency to turn off and on those switches, you can be benevolent with it, or you can be a real scoundrel, can't you?
Right, right.
You want to control a race as a slave force and have them live maybe 100 years max in the ancient past, have them mine for you, and have you worship these taller beings, some of them reptilian, as gods, Sumeria. Now you get where this whole thing is really going.
Yeah.
And this is another thing. Royalty was never invented on this planet. It was imported. All of it.
Oh, yeah.
The elitist idea comes from a particular race out there who think of themselves as superior over all their lives. And yet they're spiritually, quite immature. They weren't always like that, though.
Yeah, so the...
It goes back a long ways in galactic history. You have to go back and research it and experience and connect with beings who have the records of it, because it's there. And then you begin to become more of a loving being towards the good and bad guys, even the hidden government on this planet. Because you realize they are really not in control of what they're doing. They wouldn't do it. They'd be painfully remorseful the moment that is liberated from them.
Right.
And then the liberation would take them further so they didn't feel guilt and shame, and they'd just be set free to be great contributors and benefit to all.
Well, because everybody else can look back at a different life they had where they did the same thing.
And they weren't in control of themselves either.
Right, exactly. So they.
So this whole idea of karma and reincarnation on this planet, think about this.
Yeah.
God did it to us, and we're supposed to be dumb every lifetime. That is the path of a tyrant race.
Right.
Most people believe that. It's not the true source behind all life and how it operates. You might say that the source behind all life has woken up, looked over the world, and said, oh, you know what? That thing with evil, it really never did produce results
that
over billions of years.
Yet.
It just didn't work. I'm not getting anybody home. Okay, so
it was an
we got to put something
experiment.
Else out there that'll work, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where this came from.
The scope of this thing, Scott, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it because this picture I just got of unified and awake humanity. The question comes up. What's the full scope of this thing? I mean, we've got all these different malevolent factions out there that are...
No, there aren't a lot. There's really only one.
Really?
Behind the others that they control.
Well, I mean, even galactically, within the whole galaxy?
Yes. Yeah, the galaxy isn't full of a whole bunch of tyrant races in equal measure with the good guys. That isn't the way it is.
So what's this do to them? I mean, does this shift them?
Does exactly the same. Does exactly the same thing to them it does to you.
Hmm.
No difference. Everything has to be and everyone included in this for this to work.
And that puts this
galaxy. You can't go on a vendetta of a tit for tat with revenge because it creates its own repetitive rounds of cycles of nonsense. You can never get out of it.
So
universally.
I just got a picture in my mind of the galactic unified consciousness.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's right through the hue, just like what we did. Yeah. That's how it starts to happen, just like that.
Yeah.
And you're experiencing it right now. That's exactly what starts to happen. It's subtle, but you just begin to know. You begin to see things. You begin to be able to see into the universe again. And that's what that does. And it only does that. It cannot be captured. What this essence is and the underlying force, there's no race on any level or dimension with any technology that can even touch it to alter it or possess it or abuse it or alter it, do something with it. Because if they attempt it, they become a solution.
Right. Right.
And it just, there's your 100th monkey right there.
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow, it covers.
That takes it. Yeah. So the same thing when you think about, you know, when people are caught up in hatred for current leaders or the current present, they really aren't in control of as much as they think they are. They have handlers, and they have people placed around them that alter them after they get in office, and they don't really realize they're being good people. They think they're doing the right thing, but when you really look at what's going on, it's not hitting the world into a away from destruction, is it? No, not really. And you have to be aware of the same handlers around people in the Soviet Union or China, or Russia, or in China or anywhere else.
There's handlers in some shape or form around every single one of us.
That's right, but
I understand the level in what you're talking about along those lines,
but you see,
too.
But you see,
the prominent, the ones that make big changes.
Yeah, well, they don't need to control and use up the logistics of forces around every person or citizen. They can do that through the satellite system. They just need to get in control of a hidden elite.
Right.
And that's not your elected officials, by the way.
Oh, no.
And then they, in turn, control, and it goes on down the line like that. Once you have a way to classify something, whatever the excuse is, it means you're lying to everybody.
Hmm.
Period. That's all it means. Brought about in the beginning days of espionage in the Cold War. But that idea, and where Hitler came up with it and his generals, was not from Earth. The same group has gotten in control, influential control, of the former Soviet Union, United States, that were in control of Hitler and his scientists. The same group.
Right, right.
Now, when you start to hear this,
you go inside yourself
and you suddenly know. You just suddenly start, oh, wow, why didn't I know that before?
Yeah,
well, it's obvious.
That one you just got to follow the money. I mean,
yeah, basically.
It becomes blaringly apparent.
Yeah. So then, you know, how did they get the technology in the 30s so quickly?
Right.
Their scientists weren't any more brilliant than anybody else. Some of their scientists met with ETs, Graves, Paul Graves, you know, anyway. That's how it started, and they had to do it breaking a treaty. They had to do it in secret.
Yeah. Oh, Oppenheimer. You know anything about Oppenheimer and what kind of contact he had?
Well, he had the same kind of contact that some of the other German scientists had. Yeah. What's the guy, the other one that was the...
Oppenheimer made some pretty interesting comments about the galaxy, other races out there.
Oh, yeah. They had contact. And remember, this is all classified. So they've been working in secret and bases underground with certain ETs that now they're in bed with, and they can't do anything about it. They have no control over themselves to do anything about it.
Right.
This has to be handled by people from out of town who know how to do it. And they, in turn, to do it without destruction or death, because the beings that are implanted are reactive. They act first and kill first. You can't reason with them. So... the effect of transforming what's controlling them first is the first priority.
Right. So ultimately, we're not weaklings ourselves.
We're not.
I guess the question I have for you now is, the reincarnation cycles that we go through here, you know, we are bound to, you know, part of us starts to get it. That's what, you know, what we're doing here right now, you know, broadcasting.
Well, let me put it this way, really quickly. Your reincarnation cycle on this planet as a political prisoner long ago, it doesn't have to be constantly done through technology. If they can shut down the genomes or turn on certain ones so that you're driven
right
to reincarnate here without any recall right. of where you came from before, you're going to stay on this planet as a workforce.
Right. Well, what I'm
and you're not even going to remember where you came from.
What I do have noticed is that people are this may be an artifact of the time we're in right now too, but people are that strength is rising back to the surface. And,
yes, it is.
And they're
that's right.
becoming very aware.
In other words, people are starting
to helping from
yeah,
the inside.
That's right.
Also,
they're starting to wake up despite all the controls that were levied against them without their awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what this ray is all about in the book, and that's what this is all about. And it's way beyond any power I will ever have or want. It is being distributed by some very vast evolved beings who work through the very advanced extraterrestrial races. But it comes from many planes beyond the physical worlds where it originates from. And this is just common sense. I mean, it's a big multidimensional universe, and we're multidimensional beings.
Right. Right.
Each of us actually runs a body on different planes. People call the astral, causal, mental, any of this. They actually do. But you aren't aware, normally, of your other aspects of yourself, and they're all going about a life there, so you can learn how to be a conscious co-creator with the supreme source, or the what they call prime creator off-world, which is our real destiny. And that's pretty bright destiny indeed.
Yep. Yeah. So
that's what a human being's real potential. On another planet, a human being that's normal remembers all their other lives in other worlds. And their culture and their parents reinforce this from birth.
Right.
They grow up with this awareness. They can leave their bodies at will. Bodies to them are not prison. You imagine the joy of being in creation and contributing to your fellows, what it would be like. Mm. And here's the kicker. That's just a normal human planet.
Right, right.
That's what this world become like. You know, matter transfer units beaming around the planet with getting rid of automobiles. They have the technology to take every automobile on this planet in a day and molecularly change them into other useful products. Just get rid of highways. Take sewer systems and phone lines and turn them into other things and biodegradable things and organic fertilizers. And it's
right.
all in the book anyway. But,
right.
I mean, just this is not a difficult thing for them to do.
Right. So your book's going through another, you did some editing, some more editing on
it?
Well,
I'm glad you brought that up because, yes, it's very important. When I first wrote it, I was so, as you can imagine, what I went through to get this information, to experience
right.
it, and to who I am and all of that involved in it.
You start writing this, you're still in the process of interacting
it's working,
with these guys, right?
Oh, yeah, but the book, when I wrote it, had a lot of impishes and grins and cheerfullies in there, way too many, because it was so optimistic. And they aren't technically wrong, but most people just get the message they don't care. A couple of people have criticized it, you know, hey, there's too many grins in here. And I said, yeah, I've been aware of it. So I responded on Amazon. I said, you know, this author is fully responsible and aware of them. And I managed to get the publisher, this is unheard of, to republish the book just a few months after it was published, because I edited all those out to make it an even better read. And that was just approved and submitted yesterday, and within a couple of weeks, that new book edition will be out. And it's the same information. It's just a little better. It's just written and edited a little better.
Yeah.
And so, fortunately, that will be – this is just the beginning of promoting this book. This is only out on January 10th.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I was waiting for this. I heard, well, the first time I actually heard you on an interview, you mentioned this here a couple of weeks ago. I think probably the Coast to Coast show, I think.
Yeah,
I was, you don't have a release date yet for it.
It'll be, well, you know, basically they've already sent back the approved version. They tested it and it's formatted right. Everything's good. The thing that takes a little more time is not the trade paperback. It's the coding that's required for the ebook.
Right, right.
They have to hand code that. So that will take another week or so. And then Ingram, which is the main printer distributor for most of the major publishers around the world, they basically upload new changes twice a month. So
right.
That's the only thing that's just okay. Limiting when it comes out. So
all right.
By the end of the month, I would say safely, but probably much sooner than that.
Okay, well, so what I want to do for our members out there is the first one that decides that they want to jump on this Hue wagon and do a little hewing themselves and drops Ramon and I an email at info@thehundredthmonkeyradio.com.
Yep.
We will gift you guys with a book. So I'm gonna wait until this new version is out, and let me know whether or not what format you want it in, and we'll take care of it. So
the way the book is for most people is just fine. It works. There's no problem. I just make it a little better. It's like the new Ray unfolding here. The book is a work in progress.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay.
So Ramon, you've been quiet over there.
Yeah, just listening.
Thoughtful. That's good.
So, got a question, Ramon?
Yeah, just with the, you know, a lot of people have been having these dreams and also seeing these cloud ships. And for myself, I've been having, you know, for the past maybe 10 years or probably more, I've been having this dream where I'm looking up and I see these like cloud ships, and all of a sudden I see, you know, turn into real metallic ships.
So they look like a cloud, and then the illusion is moved away and they're actually ships.
Yeah. And it's like, right. I've seen this in dreams. Other people have actually seen this. Several of my friends in New York have been talking about it.
This might help. The technology that works with anti-gravity changes the molecular time rate of the materials that make up a craft. Electromagnetic field is spun around the craft. And when you turn it on, if you raise the vibration or the energy around that craft a little bit, it moves into a higher frequency, and it moves out of the range of your ability to see or hear it. It's still there, but it's now become part of a parallel reality that vibrates at a slightly higher time rate frequency.
Are they and they're able to view into this different vibration too?
Yeah, if they want to watch
through their technology.
Yeah, if they want to watch over the Capitol or somewhere and not be seen, that's easy.
Right.
You know, they heard it seen things about ships that they're suddenly there and then they blink out.
Right.
Yeah.
And they blink back in. That's how they do it. It's just technology. Diabolical race also can do that, so it's not necessarily protection, but the members of the Galactic Alliance have a technology that the others really don't understand, and they can make their craft undetectable by the totalitarian group if they want to.
Hmm.
And that's an advantage in working here. I mean, if you met a human on one of these craft, first thing you would experience is you would know. You'd suddenly be raised in vibration. You'd know that they're benevolent, number one. There'd be no fear. And if something in your subconscious started to creep up on you, they push a little thing on their lapel and it suspends the terrorizing implants from affecting you, at least long enough for them to help get you free. They can do that. And then if you happen to be in their presence, you'd notice that they have slightly larger than normal human eyes for the Earth planet.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, very similar. And very much the same, except they have a higher vibration.
Right.
You know, the guy you meet on one of those ships is probably 800 years old. Looks like he's 35.
No, I have definitely come across quite a few people in, you know, through doing the show, and you know, people that we get on the show just vibrationally are off the charts. People I've met, and there's, you know, they're few and far between. I've gotten pretty good here in the last few years of you know, sensing energy, you know, being able to
prepared for been prepared for all this.
Yeah.
And it's part of your destiny, you guys, to help to help channel this new ray. I mean, it's just happening already. It's just the way it works.
Have you been given any sense of a time frame of, you know, I picture like you mentioned, kind of like a light switch going off sometime.
Yeah, it's kind of like this. When you get the current president or next president or someone like that and leaders making a joint speech to worldwide TV with several extraterrestrial humans and perhaps a leader of a totalitarian race that's been changed, talking to the whole human race at one time to reveal all they've been deceived about.
Hmm.
At that moment, when that is going on, the whole world will be under a tremendous transformation.
Hmm. Wow, I can picture that.
And then you'll have just, you know, can't imagine it, just craft everywhere,
so
all over the world.
Have you been given a sense of a time frame?
I just gave it to you. If you're asking me for a date, I wouldn't give it if I
So we're, yeah, okay, so.
It's dangerous. It's better
the,
that it happened.
Right. There's been a lot of people, a lot of intuitives that have picked up on, like, the 2016 through 2018 time frame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say it's more like this.
And 2020 if you look at it, 2020, it's a completely different place.
Okay, I would do it more like this. If I use the Mayan calendar, because it's accurate, and they know how to read it, as simple as they are, it's just like this. In the end time, what they call in the calendar, between 2007 and 2015, they only know, although they don't know what form it will take, that what it represents is the end of evil as an experiment on Earth, quote-unquote.
Hmm.
Well, that's the best time frame I can give people.
Wow.
Because it's already underway. You're asking me if it's going to happen. What I'm saying is it's already underway. What you're asking for is when the overt thing will happen worldwide.
Right, right.
That I just shared with you how that has to come
right.
about.
Right. Okay. Okay. Good stuff.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
In other words, our leaders have to go through a little bit of change too.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's I'm very optimistic, and so, you know, every one of us has our ups and downs here, and
sure.
You know, we get that pessimistic view of the world at times, and then you hit those highs, you know, and something that I've actually noticed myself is that my emotional baseline has steadied so much, and it's at a higher level than it's ever been before.
And that's the work of the Hue, whether you knew about it before we talked or not.
Yeah.
Because it works universally for the well-being of all life.
Right.
And then with the new ray in it, it does something it's never done before in the history of creation anywhere.
The new ray. Yep. Can you expand on the new ray?
Yeah. If you imagine the Hue being a tunnel of light from the highest dimension, far beyond what the Buddhists call the void, because there are many planes above there, actually, they're not made of the dual matter called pure positive. What we call the Atma plane, the fifth plane, and planes above there, up into the center of a vast ocean of light and sound. And there are planes above that where these silent mentors work, who run the mechanics of creation. And they are unlimited. They can be anywhere in creation, in any planet, any place, in any form they choose, instantly, without going through any of the laws of the physical universe. So they're very advanced. The Sei rays can also be anywhere they wish in the physical universe just by imagining it. Now, here's the thing. Normal human beings on other planets, four-stranded DNA, not two, number one. And the Sei rays have eight. And yet we have the same genetic coding on two in ours. So something was changed, and something needs to be corrected on a large scale.
Yeah, so
and
well,
the
that,
technology
so, well,
and the, you know, is there to do that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who have talked about 12-strand DNA.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's been picked up and thrown out there by quite a few people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I can only speak from my own direct experience and contact
right.
and what I've investigated and explored and been shown and witnessed and so forth and so on, and actually explored and gone to these places and
What was your most trippiest, or which one blew you? What experience did you have that blew you away the most?
The thing that's most transformed me, most changed me, was when I got to a high enough locale in creation and plugged into it, bringing something to the table that was not to bear before to help, because I was genuinely inspired to want to be a benefit. I knew I just put my hand out. But this is what happened. For me, it was coming to the understanding, not the speculation or could be or doubt or maybe it's kind of my theory, coming to the knowing that the true nature of my being is to use the creative imagination only for the great goodwill and benefit of the entire prime creator and everything that's in it. That was the biggest
big one
aha for me. To finally get to that place where I really fully understood the truth of it.
Right, right.
No matter who did what to who and how many times, I still got there.
Right.
And that means that evil is an experiment, and all the forces of darkness and all the totalitarians and tyrants and their misuse of technology and what was done to them was never meant to be permanent.
Right.
Fortunately.
Good stuff. So, Ramon, you got any others you want to throw out there? We're nearing the top of the hour. And Scott, anything else we haven't covered tonight that you want to put out there?
No, we've just covered everything pretty much. And then when the people get the book or the ebook, preferably have them wait for a couple of weeks. And
yeah,
keep in touch with me. And what I'd like to put out through your fan base is to give them a heads up when it's officially out. The moment I know, you'll know.
Right.
They can get the book right now. And it's fine. Most people enjoy it, and most people get what it's meant to do. Most people say, I don't care, I saw those adjectives, I couldn't put the book down, I loved it, and blah, blah, blah. Occasionally you get more intellectual types that will criticize the redundant adjectives, but I've dealt with that and they're gone. So it's just up to individuals. They can get it now, they're going to get what the value of it. But the new book, too, in the glossary of characters and terms, has in it that the other one didn't have, because, you know, it's a work in progress, it has the hue as a term and how to use it.
Oh, nice, nice.
Right, yeah. In the book. So, because
cool.
It is in the book in only one place, and when you explore that and you find out what Ambassador Sean Rawl, human, another planet, beyond the Pleiades star group, and his cousin, who's a prime scientist in Terran, when they go to this higher plane where the prime creator is, out of their bodies, and how they do that, it'll blow your minds.
Hmm.
Because when they do that, they are taken through another transformation that deals with them continuing to carry out their mission relative to Earth that comes from this prime creator to remove evil as an experiment. It's that, and the hue is sung by thousands of men and women in a very high plane of the cosmos on multiple levels in perfect harmony, and it propels these two into the center of this, what we call prime creator, which isn't a guy, it's not a guy sitting on a throne. So you'll have that experience, but now the book, because of what I'm presenting to people, how I'm sharing it in radio and in live presentations, is an experiential, hands-on kind of thing, so people can walk away with a tool and how to use it that they can start to have fun with and explore thereafter. I don't need to be there.
Nice. Nice. Good stuff, Scott. Well, man, paralleltime.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have film projects, and I've written a Parallel Time trilogy, which is about the hidden history of Earth and our solar system. And those will be coming out later.
Oh, nice, nice,
cool.
Yeah, when you look at that, it's the site's a work in progress too.
So, are you are you getting on the lecture circuit or anything like that?
Yeah, this is only out since January 10th. I was on Coast to Coast. I was on Out of This World, been on your show, been on one called Down the Rabbit Hole in New York.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys.
Yeah, and I was on their show. And then I was up in Washington and did a presentation at a bookstore. which is recorded and will be available live. And I'll be on with Ted Mayer on Out of This World on a live show from the radio station there in Bellevue that airs to 3.5 million people, I think, tomorrow between 2:30 and 3.
Nice. All right. Well,
I don't even know what lecture circuit to get on to answer your question.
Oh, you'll get, once you start getting some more exposure, Scott, you'll start getting the calls and the emails.
Yeah. I'm really quite grateful you guys had me on. It was a pleasure meeting you, Ramon.
Yeah.
Tom, that, right?
Yeah.
I got
Thank you for coming
right,
on
right?
our show.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And I would be happy to be on again whenever you guys fill the nudge.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. We do a live show on Saturdays on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. We'll have to get you set up for one of those shows.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it would be quite an unexpected experience for your listeners.
Cool, cool, awesome. All right, guys. Well, remember that email if somebody hasn't already sent it in for the book. You want to let me know that you're hewing and... We'll hook you guys up. So
yeah, I'll make sure you guys know when that revised book is out.
Great.
And so you can give all your guys a heads up, and then they can get the latest and the slightly better read one. You know, either is fine, but I'm just recommending it. So it's
fantastic.
I don't have to backpedal and all that. So thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate having you on. And one last thing, I guess I'm going down to, I'll be down in the L.A. area, actually in Burbank, from the 19th to the 22nd of this month. So if anybody, any of our listeners down there want to hook up and maybe have dinner or meet for a while, drop me an email at tom@100thmonkeyradio.com, and we'll see what we can do. So, all right, love you guys, and we're going to let Perry Mills take us out of here. Namaste, my friends. Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance.
The love you deny is the pain you carry.
Hearts misled into a light. Information overload. Trust me that you were just told. Tell me who you think I am. Give me meaning in a can. Just tell me the truth. If you haven't got a clue,
the truth can tell the truth, then the truth can